Next item we have is permits over $500,000 with no objection and with staff recommendation for approval. Mr. Watkinson, good morning.
Yes, sir. Mr. Bellman, this morning we have four so-called page two items. These are projects over $500,000 in project costs. They've been subjected to our public interest review, but because of the cost of the project, it requires commission approval, and we're presenting those to you today for your acceptance and approval. Item 2A is Riverport LLC. Request authorization to construct 1,255 linear feet of steel sheet pile bulkhead with a concrete cap 2 feet channeled of an existing failing bulkhead and construct 833 linear feet of replacement fender system along the bulkhead and Pier 14 adjacent to property at 1201 Terminal Avenue along the James River in the city of Newport News. In this case, we're recommending approval with a royalty in the amount of $8,166 for the fill-in of 2,722 square feet of state-owned subaqueous bottom at a rate of $3 per square foot, as well as an encroachment royalty in the amount of $8,740 for the encroachment over 4,370 square feet at a rate of $2 per square foot. Item 2B, Army Corps of Engineers, requests reauthorization to place overboard in an unconfined manner up to 125,000 cubic yards of dredge material per dredge cycle from the hydraulic maintenance dredging of the Finney Creek, Wachaprig Channel, and Bradford Bay federal project channels near the town of Wachaprig and Accomack County. The overboard placement site is located in Bradford Bay, southwest of the federal channel, and centered at north latitude 37.35.0513, west longitude 75.40.87.33. Item 2C, Argo U.S., request authorization to mechanically maintenance dredge approximately 18,600 cubic yards of state-owned submerged lands to achieve a maximum depth of minus 37 feet at mean low water within the vessel berthing on the channelward side of the Argus U.S. Pier in the southern branch Elizabeth River at 100 Pratt Street in the city of Chesapeake. In this case, we're recommending approval with a royalty of $4,725 for the dredging of 10,500 cubic yards of state-owned submerged lands at 45 cents per cubic yard. I would note that the royalty amount that I just read is a deviation from some of the printed material you may have in front of you. At the last minute, we received an updated dredge volume calculation from the agent for the applicant, and as a result, we're revising the royalty that I just read to you today.
I presume the applicant is aware of that adjustment.
That's correct,
as well.
And they were the one that submitted that information for the correction.
Thank you.
Item 2D, IMTT Virginia LLC. Request authorization to conduct improvements to an existing industrial pier in the southern branch Elizabeth River to include replacement of a loading arm with support system and 129 linear feet of new pipe support system at 2801 South Military Highway in the city of Chesapeake. Recommend approval with a royalty of $387 for the additional encroachment over 129 linear feet of state-owned submerged lands at the rate of $3 per linear foot. In this case, staff also recommends special permit conditions for noise attenuation for driving hollow steel piles to include the use of pile cap cushion for impact hammers, ramp-up procedures, and the use of a confined bubble curtain. Be glad to try and answer any questions you might have.
Any questions by members of the commission for Mr. Watkinson? Thank you, Tony. This is a public hearing. Is anyone in the audience in favor or against these projects? If you wish to be heard, please come forward. They're seeing none. The matter is before the commission for action.
Move to approve page two items.
Motion made by Mr. Tanker to approve the page two items as presented. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Dr. Neal. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.